As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without a guarantee, and they lose value.
And we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as the Mountain Home gets their first conference victory of the season. The Bombers defeat the Perry Gold Rams tonight by a score of 45-40. Boy, they just kind of had to hold on there at the end. Mountain Home had a 14-point lead at the end of the third quarter, but got outscored in that final period, 15-6. But they were able to again hold on to get the victory. Let's take a look at the final stats for tonight's game. Brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain Home had one player in double figures, and that was Wyatt Gilbert with 16 points. 9 each for Colton Peters and Talon Benton, 7 for Luke Cruz before he fouled out, and 4 for Matt Jones, who also ended up fouling out of this contest. Perry Gold ended up with 3 players in double figures. Cole Doak led the way with 16 points, 10 each for Hunter Wilmus and Marcellus Williams, 3 for Nathan Lear, and 1 for Carter Starling. He went 1 of 2 from the free throw line with about 4 seconds left of the game. One area Mountain Home did not do as well on compared to Perry Gold is keeping the ball. 19 turnovers for the Bombers, although a good chunk of those were on offensive fouls. 16 for Perry Gold. No ties in this game. 1 lead change, and that was Perry Gold led 1-0. Mountain Home took the lead 3-1 and kept the lead for the rest of this contest. So with the victory, Mountain Home is going to improve to 6-9 on the season, 1-2 in the 5A East. The Perry Gold is going to fall to 5-8 and 0-3. So again, Mountain Home defeats Perry Gold 45-40 tonight. The Lady Bombers did not fare as well as they lost to the Lady Rams 42-39 for another split tonight. So that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Our next broadcast is going to come your way Tuesday night. Mountain Home will be back at the Hangar as they play host to Marion. I'd like to see you out there for the game. If you can't make it, we'll have the game for you, both games for you right here on Classic Hits 101.7. So that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. I want to thank my producer, Joseph Shipman, back at the studio, and I want to thank you all for listening to us on the air and online at ktlo.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Perry Gold.
You've just been listening to Bomber Basketball right here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. This game has been brought to you by Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Our Best Bank, and Locker Room Sporting Goods. Next time on Bomber Basketball, our next broadcast, as Matt said, will be Tuesday night on January the 15th, where we will return back home to take on Marion. Tip off the schedule to take place at 6:00 with the Lady Bombers starting off, so be sure not to miss that. Once again, you've been listening to Bomber Basketball right here on Classic Hits 101.7, your voice of the Bombers.